We're home! We're home! We're home! We're home! We're home. Well, not really, but almost. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Well, we're almost home. We're not really almost home, but we're kind of almost home. Yeah, that made perfect sense. Clear as mud, right? Hey, we've been on a tour of the state of Texas for 35 years. Not really. But we've been touring across the state of Texas for the entire summer, and you've been with us for the journey. 2,600 miles, about, I don't know, 20 cities or so that we've driven, well, we've driven through a lot more than that, but we've been all over the state of Texas. We've been to North Texas, we've been to West Texas, we've been to Central Texas, we've been to South Texas, we've been to East Texas, and now we are home, but not really. You see, we're back in Arkansas. We're here at the Arkansas Welcome Center. And we've still got about 2 hours before we're back home in beautiful, beautiful Conway County. But even when we get there, we won't be home. Because the truth of the matter is, for those of us who follow Christ, we won't be home until we're home. And that is beautiful. It's beautiful to know that no matter what breaks, rips, or tears, as my childhood pastor would say, we have a home that's free from the fear and pain of cancer and Alzheimer's and diabetes. We saw a terrible car accident on our way home today. No more of those, no more cemeteries, no more operating rooms, no more chemo, no more any of that. When we get home. And to that I say, come Lord Jesus. And so, when we get home, we'll be free. We're almost there. We're almost there. How do you know that you're ready to go home? You got to know the one that's taking you there. You see, Jesus had a conversation with his disciples while he was still on earth, and he told them he was going there. And he told them that he was going to that place that that they could call home. And one of them, Thomas, said, "Hey, Jesus, we don't know where you're going. We don't know how to get there." And Jesus said, "Yeah, Thomas, you do. You're looking at him." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to get home is Jesus." Do you know him? Have you ever put your faith and trust in him? Have you ever turned from your sin and turned to him? Have you ever asked him to forgive that sin that's separating you from God? You see, there's a separation right now as I sit here between me and my wife and daughter, and I'm looking forward to being back home with them. But listen, the separation that existed between me and God for so long in my life was done away with through the power of Jesus' blood. When I put my faith and trust in Jesus. And the same can be done for you today. When you ask him, would you like to know more about what that means? Reach out to us through this LifeWord page. Someone would love to talk to you more about what it means to trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin. I'm really glad you chose to join me today on the tailgate. I hope you've enjoyed this summer tour of the state of Texas. The tour's over, but Tailgate Talks will continue, and next week we'll be back on the farm on the tailgate of the Gator, and there might be cows involved, who knows, right? Can't wait, and I hope you'll join me next week on the tailgate. Until then, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.